Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. It's Friday. Hey, there may be a COVID-19 pandemic going on, but what the hell? It is still Friday. It's the beginning of Memorial Day weekend. This is the emotional beginning of summertime. And I think this is something that is implanted in our psyche very early in our lives when we go through those 12 years of school. Well, most of us went through at least 12 years of school. And you've got this summer break that starts from Memorial Day, goes to Labor Day. That's the way it used to be. But anyway, it is the emotional beginning of summertime. Even though we're under this COVID crisis, we still got to try to have fun. All right, reach over, crank it up. This is what you've been staying home for. And it is a beautiful day. As you've heard in the forecast, we've got a chance of typical afternoon thunderstorms. It's going to be hot, so we are once again in that summertime pattern. And it has been unusually nice, so I guess this is just normal. Wait a minute. It's normal. I just said something is normal. Wow. So even though it's not good that it gets hot, it's normal. And so let's just relish the fact that this is normal. So you heard the power line was crossing I-10 at Oak Harbor, and the I-10 was closed for a long time. It has now been reopened. So that is great news for those of you maybe heading to the beaches in Florida, Alabama, or Mississippi. We've got the phone number of the Florabama. We're going to try and call them a little bit later. And I do want to mention that Governor John Bel Edwards will hold his press conference today at 2:30. As soon as that happens, we will bring that to you live right here on WWL, AM, FM, and radio.com. And we'll be here afterwards to talk about what the governor said. There are some good new numbers. There's some positive things going on in Louisiana. The number of patients on ventilators has dropped 81% in the past 6 weeks. Because this was a real area of concern. One of the big fears with this whole pandemic was not that people were getting sick. I mean, that was a problem. But the biggest fear was that we wouldn't have enough hospital beds and enough ventilators. Well, as it turned out, the actions that we, the American people, took, the actions that our leaders took, worked to lower hospitalizations and lower people in need of ventilators. And as you know, the convention center was set up here in New Orleans with like 1,000 beds. And I think they only needed a handful of those beds. So this is a very significant number and something to be positive about. Patients needing ventilators dropped 81% in the past 6 weeks. The number of hospitalizations fell 17%. New deaths, 39%. That's not good. But it's still within the realm of we're doing better. Also, another really bright, bright moment of light, Café du Monde in the French Quarter reopened this morning. And they will be open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And since my walks include that area quite often, it has been so haunting. And I've done video of this. It's been so haunting to see that place just barren because that's always been such a lively spot. I mean, like 24 hours a day. I mean, if you needed soakage, if you had something to drink and you needed to get some soakage in, you could go to Café du Monde. Well, it's been shut down because of all of this. So Café du Monde in the French Quarter has reopened. And for a lot of people, that is just a habit. A lot of locals, there are not a lot of tourists in town right now, but a lot of locals who went to Cafe Du Monde on a regular, I mean, you know, just the fact that it wasn't there makes me want to just go get a coffee and beignets right now, because now it's reopened. I'm Scoot. I'm really glad you're with us. It is Friday, May 22nd. I'm going to say it again. The bad news is it's still going on. We're not back to normal, even if there's a new normal. But think about it. You and I have made it to May 22nd. We've made it this long. We've done this. We've persevered. Many of us have made sacrifices, and we're doing what we need to do. So we have the ability to do it, and we can. So let's just keep going. Also, 80s night last night was a lot of fun. Now, I'm not really sure what happened, but apparently I may have run afoul with Facebook, and I could not get on Facebook last night for 80s night. I'm going to investigate and see what happened. I'll figure that out, but right now I'm banned from posting live on Facebook. Now, I can do Facebook Live from my Instagram account. In fact, that's where 80s night is last night. And I wasn't sure. First of all, I had all this to deal with leading up to 80s night, and I try to deliver it to you because it's been such a regular thing. It's been a fun thing. But I was going through hell trying to figure out how to do this. But it's on my Instagram account, and I think I'm going to start transitioning a lot of my action from Facebook to Instagram. Same name, SOTA, Scoot on the Air. It's under my stories, so if you go to Instagram, and if you don't have an account, you know, it's time to get an Instagram account. And a lot of people have transitioned from Facebook to Instagram. And there's other things going on as well, which we'll adopt in the future. But Instagram is a great new way to communicate. And it's kind of instant. It's a little different than Facebook. And so for that reason, a lot of people like it more than Facebook. But just Google Instagram and set up your account. They're just going to ask you, you know, like maybe for your email address and a password. And then you're in. You've got an Instagram account. And then just type in Scoot on the Air, and you'll get to my account. And in the upper left-hand corner, they're my stories. Now, there's a main page and a post, and then they're my stories. So I'll post something on the main page. But 80s night last night is under my stories. I will tell you this. I did something very, very different with my hair. And I had to go out and buy lipstick. That's all I'm going to tell you. But it's there. This is Free for All Friday. So, you know, let's just go at it. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here is a text that says, Hi, Scoot, my daughter told me about your 80s night. I watched it last night. It was wonderful. You are a real entertainer. Look, if I make you laugh, if you laugh at me, then yes, I guess that makes me an entertainer. Here's a text that says Snapchat is great as well. Yeah, I have to get into that too. Here is a text that says, did Facebook give you an explanation? No, they did not, but I will try and find out. Here is a comment. Man, can't wait to hear your thoughts on Biden's comment that if you don't vote for him, you ain't black. Well, yeah, we'll comment on that later. Here is... Here's a request. Can you do some Scorpions on 80s night? You know, I get these requests for kind of harder stuff, you know, more rock stuff. And I don't know, I may do that. Another text here says, my daughters tell me Instagram is for young people. Facebook is for old people. Hey, well, why would you want to be old? I mean, even if you are old, why would you want to act old? And what your daughter is saying is really kind of true. That's why a lot of people are transitioning to Instagram. So if you haven't done it yet, maybe this should be an inspiration to do it. Not just for me, but do it for yourself. Set up an Instagram account. Start communicating with people through Instagram. And yeah, it's fun. Here's another text that says, Scoot, your thoughts on Joe Rogan going to Spotify, abandoning YouTube. Joe Rogan has the most successful YouTube podcast. Well, one of the most successful YouTube podcasts in the country. He was paid. Look, this is going to be astonishing for many of you. To let you know the power of social media, to let you know the power of these new platforms like Instagram and YouTube and Spotify and Twitter and all this stuff, Joe Rogan was paid $100 million to move from YouTube to Spotify. $100 million. Stunning. Here's a text that says, and Facebook owns Instagram, so that's fun. Yeah, well, it's a, you know, it's a different format. That is an interesting aspect of this because, yeah, I can go live on Instagram and boom, it pops up on Facebook, but I can't go live just on Facebook. Anyway, I'll figure out what's going on with that. So I hope you'll join me. I will still be posting some things on my Facebook page, but I'm going to emphasize a lot of stuff on Scoot on the Air on Instagram, and I do hope you will join me. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. So we'll dedicate this song to all of you who are entering this Memorial Day weekend alone. And I hope you get through this weekend okay. Hey, if you're alone, Zoom or FaceTime or go to Instagram, find a way to communicate with people. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, a lot of places continue to open up, and President Trump has started a bit of a controversy by saying that he might override governors who don't want to open up churches and houses of worship, and that he thinks they should be considered essential businesses and they should open up. And he's comparing them to liquor stores and abortion facilities. So basically, the president is feeding his base. And we'll talk about this on the show this afternoon. Also, there's a fire near downtown. It's in Treme, 1700 Governor Nichols. And the fire has the I-10 closed inbound from 610. And then I'm getting some text messages telling me that the twin spans are closed. So there's a lot of confusion out there with traffic. I love this text. It says, had to turn around at the Twin Spans, take a detour across the causeway to get to Slidell, enjoying the view and listening to you. So that's a great attitude to have, you know, just kick back and there's nothing you can do about it. You didn't cause it. Just relax and do the best you can. Jay Vice is with Second Harvest Food Bank. He joins us live on WWL with some breaking news this afternoon. Jay, welcome.
Yeah, breaking news of a sort. Scoot, thanks as always for having us on and your support. We have a pop-up food distribution, emergency food distribution, in the parking lot of Audubon Zoo over by the Tea Garden, if you know where that is. But you'll see, if you're coming in off Magazine 6500, you'll see toward Audubon Zoo, you'll see the police car there, the line of cars coming in. Our turnout's a little lighter than the big ones we've had at Alario Center and Zephyr Field and those, we think, because there's a couple of showers in the area. But if anybody needs emergency food, if you know of anybody who needs it, a neighbor, somebody in the family, no questions asked, just come by, pop your truck. It's also an opportunity to say thank you. We've got about 25 National Guards men and women here that are loading up trunks, and we couldn't do this without them. So, again, it's at Audubon Zoo in the parking lot. Just follow the cars in. Scoot, we brought about 50 or 60,000 pounds of food. A lot of it's fresh produce and eggs and things like that. So we'll be here till 3 o'clock or until the food is gone. So for anybody who needs help, you know somebody who needs help, come see us at Audubon Zoo.
All right, Jay. So a pop-up emergency food drop, parking lot, Audubon Park. No questions asked if somebody needs food. Look, yeah. And I would hope that people would be honest. And if you don't need the food, leave it for somebody who really does need it. But if you need food, there's going to be some food there. And if you know somebody who might not be listening to this right now or might not know about this, if you know somebody who needs food, either get it for them or tell them to get it. So, Jay, I appreciate that information.
Thanks, Scoot. We'll be here till 3, as we said, at least until 3 here at Audubon Zoo.
Okay. Jay Vice, Second Harvest Food Bank. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. If you want to join us with a comment. All right. Thanks, Jay. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And from Gretna, Jimmy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. If you're having problems with your Facebook Live 80s night uploads, it might be music copyright issues. I know I've had issues where I've tried to shoot live videos and I've had music playing in the background, and due to copyright issues, they basically muted the video. So I'm not sure if that's the problem.
Jimmy, that could very well be it. And, you know, I always want to play by the rules. So if there's a way for me to do what I need to do to compensate for the use of that music, I will certainly do that. So it wasn't as if I was trying to break the rules. Didn't know, just went on. And, hey, you know what? I'm dancing to an 80s song and didn't understand that maybe that was a violation of copyright laws.
Yeah, I've had similar issues before. No, since it's Free For All Friday, I wanted to bring this up. They were talking about this on the internet this week. It's the 3-year anniversary of one of the New Orleans monuments coming down, the Beauregard Monument. And I've always heard that there was a time capsule in there. And I was just curious if anybody knew, you know, this was like the 80s movies, like Goonies and stuff, looking for treasure. I was just curious if there's been any updates on what the status of the monuments are, what the status of this time capsule, because ever since the monuments came down, I've heard that there's a time capsule with all these artifacts in it at where the Beauregard Monument was. And I was just curious because I haven't heard anything about the monument since.
You know, Jimmy, I could be wrong, but I think it was opened up. I could be wrong, but I think I recall it being opened up, and it wasn't really that impressive. But if anybody has any information on this, please call into the show or send me a text. All right, Jimmy, stay safe. Have a good weekend. Let's go to Lafayette and Ann here on WWL.
Hi. Yes, I'm hoping that maybe one of your listeners can give me some advice. I'm on my way to Orlando to visit my son who is ill. And when I tried to book a hotel room half the way, I was told that I had to self-quarantine for 14 days in a hotel in Florida. Now, that's kind of, you know, impossible, and that's not why I want to get there. And if I don't quarantine, I'll be arrested. I don't know if they put a tag on your car. Do they put an armband on me? I'm just wanting to go to his apartment, if possible, and... do I have to stay in his apartment for 14 days? I didn't plan to stay 14 days in Florida. And
well, you're supposed to stay in one place however long you stay, however long you're there. If it's over 14 days, then you would have to stay in one place for 14 days. If it's less than 14 days, then however long you're there, you're supposed to stay in one spot.
Okay. Can you go to the doctor?
I'm sure you can.
I'm
sure you can. I mean, I think there are going to be some exceptions to what you can do. It's, you know, it's not like it's not a total lockdown, but they are following people from Louisiana. So, I mean, I'm sorry to hear that your son is sick. If my son were sick, I would go and find a way to do it.
I know, but I don't want to be arrested, and I don't want to be quarantined. It's fruitless and go to jail.
Well, I don't think you're going to go to jail, but if you're going to see your son, it's not like you're going to Orlando to go to Disney World. It's not like you're going there to eat or anything. Yeah. You're going to one location, so I would just plan to stay in that one location. I mean, that would be my layman's advice to you.
Okay. So if any of your listeners have experienced this, would they mind answering me?
Sure. Yeah, no, I would encourage them to call. If somebody knows something that I don't know, or if what I said wasn't totally accurate, please call the show.
Thank you so much, Scoot. I appreciate
it. And thanks for listening, and drive carefully. Okay, so we've got word now. The Twinspans are 100% open. So the Twinspans are open, but I-10 is closed inbound at 610 because of a fire in Treme. So be aware of that. And look, outbound, I mean, you know how people, you know how they get to be those rubbernecking geeks, you know, and they've got to look over at the fire. They got to, you know, check everything out. So I'm sure traffic is backed up outbound as well. From the North Shore, Leon, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I listen to you all the time. I just wanted to ask one question, man. I'm trying to pay my income tax. I owe $3,750, and they were supposed to start taking that on the 15th, according to my taxpayer. but they're not taking anything out. Do you know when they're going to start taking money?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't know. Yeah, you know. Let me give you a suggestion. Call my friends at Go Tax Resolution, and they might be able to help you. The number's 985-722-1040, and they might be able to answer that question for us. Go Tax Resolution.
Right. So you know what I'm doing this weekend for Memorial Day?
What?
Instead of hanging out with a bunch of people, you know, I'm going to go to these small little graveyards where I know veterans are buried. And I'm going to lay some flowers now.
That's really nice. That's very nice of you. And that's the way to commemorate. That is really one of the top ways to commemorate Memorial Day weekend. You know, we talk about going to the beach. We talk about celebrating Memorial Day weekend. But it's really more like commemorating Memorial Day weekend, because this is a time when we remember the men and women who died in the military serving our country.
Exactly, and giving us the freedom we got.
Yeah. All right, Leon, I appreciate the call. And all right, that's a good thing that you're doing. You too. Stay safe.
Have a blessed day.
All right. Thanks, Leon. Here's a text that says, this country is not a monarchy. It is a democracy, and states are not controlled by Trump. I know somebody's going to call and say, we're not really a democracy. We're a democratic republic, or we're a republic. You know, okay, we get it. I mean, the term democracy is kind of thrown around there a little bit, but, you know, don't get too picky with that. But we are not a monarchy. And, you know, it's interesting how President Trump in one moment will say, I'm going to let the governors decide. And then when he hears from his base that he needs to take action, then he changes his mind. He crawfishes, if you will. And he says, well, I'm going to overrule the governors. So, you know, again, this is the inconsistency that is kind of confusing to a lot of intelligent Americans. Here is a text that says, how about some Skid Row bumper music? I wish I would have grown up in the 80s. Millennial here that loves the 80s. Yeah, a lot of millennials do love the 80s. You know, we'll try and get some Skid Row on for you. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, here's the number. It's 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Last night for 80s Night, which was live on my Instagram account, in fact, it only stays up for 24 hours. So by 9:30 tonight, it will be gone. I did some relatively extreme things, I think. It was fun, and this was one of the songs that I selected, and it was kind of appropriate because I wear sunglasses in the video, and it's at night. And it's interesting, both of the songs were from 1983, and both of them had kind of the same sound. And I even address where new wave music was at that point. So, hey, look, you know, I had a blast. It started out to be just a fun thing to distract from the COVID crisis, and it grew from there. Apparently, I'm banned from Facebook right now, so moved over to Instagram, and you can find it on the Scoot on the Air Instagram account under my stories. We'll be right back. This is WWL. All right, this is for the millennial who is listening and requested Skid Row bumper music. This is 18 in Life from the self-titled Skid Row album, 1989. Skid Row, they were good rockers. I feel like I'm doing FM radio like back in the day, like, hey, here's some Skid Row. It's a track from the self-titled Skid Row album, 1989, 18 in Life, and I'm Scoot here on the Big Rock. All right, glad you're with us on this Friday. It is Free for All Friday. It's May the 22nd. Governor Edwards will hold his press conference at 2:30 this afternoon. As soon as that happens, we're going to carry that live, and we'll be here afterwards to talk about it. Here is a text that says, I went to Tallahassee last Thursday. We got stopped at like exit 5, and they asked some questions about being from Louisiana. So we had to go around and fill out this card with information, name, date of birth, phone number, address, and the reason why we were there. And they let us go. And then we came back the same day, and you come straight back into Alabama, no stopping. You know, what's really interesting is Florida has done all this all this work to question people from Louisiana. Their neighboring state, Alabama, is having a big problem. In the capital, Montgomery, right now, I don't think there are any hospital beds left, no ventilators left. And this is the result of maybe Alabama relaxing the rules. A lot of this is coming from rural Alabama, and Montgomery's the nearest big town, and there's no more room for them in hospitals in Montgomery, or for the people in Montgomery. So having to go, in some cases, an hour away. So I wonder if they're going to start questioning the people from Alabama. You know, this really is, it's very confusing, and I'm sure you've noticed what I've noticed. There's just such a such a gross lack of consistency with all of this that it is confusing. And you can't blame people for getting frustrated. You can't blame people for, you know, wanting to just maybe go out and do their own thing and not pay attention, because the information is so inconsistent. And it really shouldn't be that way. I mean, locally, statewide, on the federal level, it's inconsistent. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Let's see, from Metairie, Kerry, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
I'm good. I can.
All right, I sent you a text this morning with a link to an article in the New York Times on Saturday. In this election, it's the remote against the exposed. And this answers your question yesterday about why certain people wear masks and certain people don't wear masks. This is a kind of a sociological question. And this article is the most articulate article I've ever written, ever read regarding why people are acting like they do. And it is it's pretty telling. The two groups of people he talks about are the remotes, which are people who can work from at home. He says about 37% of Americans can work from at home and usually have a fairly high level of education. And the other people are the remotes, those that have to go somewhere to go to work. It doesn't include just people with a lower level of education. It includes doctors and nurses and, you know, people that just have to be on hand. But the different groups act differently. And, you know, it goes along with a lot of the for Trump and not for Trump stuff. But it's basically they're saying that the policymakers are the remotes and the exposed are the ones who have to follow the policy of the that the remotes make. And it, if you think about it, it's really true. And they just get very upset. And so, like the guy who was talking about the barbershop yesterday, you know, he's just saying, I don't want to do that just because somebody said I have to do it. What's wrong with them, you know? And, you know, that's the kind of thing that goes on. Yeah. And I don't think it's ignorant versus intelligent. I just think it's people are fed up with people telling them what to do. Now, I happen to be a remote, and I'm a liberal, but I wear my mask when I go in places. Anyway, I just wanted, you should read that article. I emailed it this morning.
Terry, I appreciate that. I didn't get the text. Could you email that to me?
Yeah, I couldn't find your email, but I'd be happy to. What is it?
Sure. It's scoot@wwl.com. I mean, it doesn't get any easier than okay. So it's really for everybody. Scoot@wwl.com.
I'll do it right away, but it's a link to the article. It's an excellent article. It really is. I mean, it's not something that you should take slightly. It's something I think that's very well written. Okay. Thank you, Scoot. I appreciate it.
I look forward to it, Kerry. And yeah, thank you. From River Bend, Rob, you're on WWL. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Scoot, you there?
Scoot. Yes.
You do such a good job. Thank you. I haven't listened to you all recently, and I don't know if this has been a topic you've covered, but I was in my poor boy shop the other day. Half people didn't have masks on. Mm-hmm. I mean, my hairdresser sign outside, no mask, no service. And I think that needs to be enforced across every retail establishment, because you're going into an enclosed space, you know, that's dangerous. And it, I mean, I agree
with you.
Life, So I would hope you would accentuate that topic if it hasn't been covered. And another thing,
I agree with you. Yeah.
There's a good article floating around on Taiwan. They've had no COVID cases in the last week, and they have a president, a premier, and neither of those guys talked. It was the chief medical officer. It's been the one that's been addressing the nation, one of these very stern doctor types. And they have enforced it on scientific lines. And you know, you're not wearing a mask, it's a $1,000 fine. And they've, by scientific method, the process to approach pandemics, have defeated it. Whereas we've got, you know, guys talking about magical thinking, it's going to disappear. You know, I mean, so you should learn something from the East.
Yeah.
That's my comment.
Rob, I appreciate the call. I mean, I think if you go into a place, I think you should wear a mask out of courtesy. Some businesses tell you have to wear a mask, and they have a right to tell you that. We're supposed to wear a mask in Louisiana when we go into places. And in New Orleans, Mayor Cantrell says if you go into any business, you have to wear a mask. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, hey, Scoot, maybe you have to type that you say you don't own any rights to the music on Facebook before your live starts. I don't know. Maybe that's the case. I'll find out. Somebody else mentioned that in a text. And here's another text. You rocked 80s night last night, Scoot. Love the pink lipstick, buddy. Well, that gives you a hint about maybe what I did. It was appropriate under the circumstances. It was appropriate for the song. And I did get a number of comments from women saying that they liked the shade. And they would like to find out what shade that was so they could borrow it. All right. One of the big topics this week, you know, this is Free for All Friday. One of the big topics this week was President Trump announcing that he was taking hydroxychloroquine. And some people said that that is really not a very good idea because it's not the right thing to do in a preventative way. We'll be right back on WWL. It is the Friday of Memorial Day weekend. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us. Here's a text that says, I went to Pensacola the other day. Being from New Orleans, they made us exit into a certain area to fill out a paper. I want your listeners to know that it took less than 10 minutes. Do not be intimidated at all. They were extremely nice, helpful, and friendly. So it's good news. Yes, Oak Harbor, the I-10, both directions at Oak Harbor are open. Here's a guy offering $500. I'll take you to Florida in my car with Mississippi plates. You got to love this audience. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be right back. Oh, did you hear what Joe Biden said? Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.